time for the Tech Know-It-Alls. It's Bits and Bytes with the Stellenbosch IT department.
Absolutely. We have Tian in studio. How are you doing, Tian?
Lekker, lekker. Are you guys?
We're good. We're really good.
It's half of the week. It's Klein Saterdag. This week needs to pass. It's going to be one of those weeks. Need the holiday coming up now, you know, the
I
few
know.
Days.
Oh, yeah, very
I'm not
true.
Taking, I don't know if you guys have a lot. I'm not getting
we
any, but
don't.
I get the days.
We don't matter, Tian. Hey?
No.
Yeah, in the radio industry,
in radio,
we really don't matter.
No,
it's rough. We know the concept of a holiday. We just don't know what it is.
Yeah, okay, there we go. Okay, so you know what it tastes like. Just not, you can't just,
exactly.
just can't remember what.
Yeah. Exactly. Now, listen, we're chatting all things about IT. So what's happening in the world of IT?
Okay, so this week we thought we'll just mention again the two things that you can use on mobile on campus. And it's m.sun.ac.za. That's the mobile portal for students to use. And basically that'll take you through to emergency numbers. It'll take you through to the library, to your HR, to your meals address and that. You can get on that system as well. Use that. It's quite nice. I like it. It's very simple. It's very plain, but it's efficient and fast. Naturally, there's the other app that you can download. It's on the Android store, and it's called SU, Stellenbosch University Facilities app. I actually quite like this app. We launched it last year, end of the previous year. And this app basically tells you where your classrooms are. It gives you, if your phone can support it, it can give you augmented reality. So it could actually take you for a tour on campus with pictures and all that, overlaying
so
the info
useful.
on the map. Yeah, and you have classrooms. It tells you which classroom, which floor, where to go to. It's got contact numbers. It's a portal to any of the stuff that you need for your student stuff, your marks, all of that's in there. It's actually quite
cool. That's incredible.
Wow.
And it's a very small app. Yeah, please download it, rate it. Let's see what I want more people to use it because it's actually quite cool.
I mean, this week for a lot of people is test weekend.
You know
that rush of
so
final
I walked
venue.
In the Nielsen, there's like a lot of people like, oh yeah, they're going to write exams now. Yeah.
Sure.
And especially if you, like mid-year, the classrooms change sometimes. It's awesome to know where to go.
Exactly.
If you've got your phone with you and it tells you exactly so many feet that way, go up these stairs, and it's got pictures and all of that there.
All of it.
Every classroom, every office you need to be at. And it's got all the contact numbers and all that jazz as well.
Perfect. Now, speaking of if you're writing or whatever, let's say you finish the test at night and now you want to go home and you're scared to walk home. Apparently, there's an app that's going to help you walk home safely.
This is so cool.
Yeah.
So, University of Michigan in the States developed this app. It's available on the Android and iOS store. It's free of charge.
Yeah.
And it's called Companion.
Okay.
And what is that? If you are walking, let's say you're a female student at varsity at Stellenbosch, we know we've heard about all these stories coming around, which is not good. These negative things happening on campus. It's not always safe.
Yeah.
So this app allows you to add a friend in your contact list that's on your phone, add it to as your virtual companion.
Yeah.
And then you can do your walk. That virtual friend gets an SMS or a link to a map where they can live, real time, track you on a map to see where you're walking. If this app, if you feel unsecure or unsafe on this app, it's got two buttons. It's got an I'm feeling nervous button and call help now.
Sure.
So if something happens, you just press that button. You don't have to call any numbers. That thing will alert your companion on the one side, or if you want to call help now, it'll actually phone the police.
That is amazing.
That is incredible.
Quick, just like that, and it'll give through your GPS coordinates, all of that jazz.
Wow.
Quick, fast and effective. If you, for some reason, are walking with your phone and you're not using it and you've got earphones in, if those earphones get yanked out, you've got 50 seconds to respond on the phone. Otherwise, it will send out an alert say to SOS.
That is genius.
I think that's quite cool. So it's something I mentioned earlier. You know, if you're going home for June holidays, it's something that your mom can do if she's worried about you on the road trip. So let's say you're doing a Joburg road trip on your own. It's a far way to cross, right?
Yeah.
They can check you and see that you're okay and, you know, aid you all the way up.
Yeah, and you're also saying that the people don't really have to have the app. They can be sent the location.
If they don't have the app, they'll literally get an SMS with a link in it, which will open up a map on their side or whatever.
That's great.
Yeah, so they don't have to have the app, especially the older people, like the moms and that. They won't necessarily have the app.
That's my mom, yeah. Now, speaking of all of these things, apparently there's people going live, something. What does that mean?
So we spoke about it mid last year sometime, and it was on launch, it was sort of a taste of what's to come, and people had mixed feelings, mostly negative about this app. It's called People, spelled P-E-E-P-L-E.
Yeah.
And it's basically a people rating app. It's like, I mentioned, it's like the Yelp for humans. So if you go, and this is the problem. So if you go in a restaurant and let's say the waiter's got an off day, you get their names, you go on the app and you rate them.
Oh, gosh.
whatever they've done, whether it's in a professional, whether it's a friendly, whatever.
Sure.
And so it's very, it can become very negative.
Yeah.
Apparently, they thought that, you know, their stance is they want to go do a positive thing, have anti-bullying campaigns running on this thing. You know, because bullying in all schools, whether it's in South Africa or States or Europe, it's quite a big thing at the moment.
Yes.
It's a very big talk point.
Mm.
So this is why they're doing this app, is to get people notified. And look, if there's someone doing some bad stuff in this neighborhood, put him on people, rate the guy. People must be aware. However, let's say you're having a tiff with your girlfriend. It's just a normal tiff. Or your boyfriend. And suddenly you go and rate this person, and people start, you know, these kids these days, the youngins, they start believing what the app tells them to believe.
Yeah, to be honest, I really don't.
I don't know.
I'm not too sure about this
I'm
one.
I'm not too sure.
I don't know if they thought that through. You know what I mean? Because you can take it either way.
Look, it's from a technical and IT perspective, it's a ingenious idea. Either way, you're going to attract attention,
of course.
So if you've got ads on that thing, right, whether it's a bad app or a good app, you're going to make some money.
True story.
I don't know if it's going to fly. I don't think it's going to last.
Tian, we talked about a bit of Google's AI earlier on, and I was shocked at what you told me.
So we've seen all these movies about these supercomputers taking over the world, right? World domination. Well, this is where it started. In 94, a lot of people know, can remember, but Deep Blue was a super IBM super mainframe computer that was built, and it played the chess player, the grandmaster at that time was Gary
Kasparov.
Yeah, I remember
the story,
and it actually beat him in a series of games. It won the best out of five or the best out of seven games. And recently, as in last week, Google's AI, artificial intelligence computer, beat a Chinese guy that's the Go player of the world, and like the grandmaster. Now, this game is different to chess and anything like that. It's much more intricate. It takes about 30 years to master this game, the board game. And this computer has thus far, out of seven games, won the first three.
Oh my gosh.
So so
scary
what it's about
stuff
is
ahead, hey?
The thing is, you know, you must think about it, it's a physical piece of hardware beating emotional and your brain.
Yeah.
Like a people's brain. And this guy's a grandmaster champion. He's been playing it, I think, upwards of 50 years, this guy.
Yeah.
He's been playing this game, and he's been a grandmaster for almost 20.
Oh my
gosh. He's just lost the game against the computer.
But what does this mean for us?
You know, you guys are
so the next thing they're going to try to do next year, they're writing an app for poker players. Now, the thing with poker is there's emotion involved, whether you're bluffing, whether someone's bluffing you a call or whatever. This computer is being programmed to register and read emotional settings, heartbeat, all of that, and it will take that into account and then also play the game of chance of poker and then try to beat you at it. So we're not that far off from world domination, I'm sure.
I see. Yeah,
this is
I'm
really
scared.
Look, I'm very into this artificial intelligence stuff. I love it, but it's sort of scary at this point.
It really is. I'm sorry. I just can't. But let's move to a lighter note. Xbox apparently is upgrading.
Okay, so Xbox actually came out, it's Microsoft, right? They came out with this wonderful idea, which I think is a fairly easy thing to actually just think about. All these years, we've had consoles like the Sony and the Microsoft consoles and the Wii, whatever consoles. And every few years, you have to buy the new one, right? You have to throw the old one away.
Yes.
Okay, because it's obsolete. But why don't we, why do we do this? Why don't we just change the status quo and make this new range of Xbox that we're bringing out upgradable? So like a PC, you can keep on upgrading the insides of the box without having to chuck away the whole box.
Makes sense.
Duh.
A whole lot more sense.
Duh.
Thank you so much, Xbox.
So I actually put this in just to get you guys thinking about gaming again, because remember this weekend, I'm going to be there.
It's
the gamer in me. It's the gamer in me. The Rage LAN is happening this weekend. The Rage Expo.
Yeah.
Biggest computer expo you'll see in the country.
Wow.
It's happening in Cape Town. It's on. Go search for it on Google. You'll find it.
It's cool.
Very cheap. I think students pay like 60 Rand entry.
Wow.
It is massive. It is huge. Great special
games. I see,
Tian.
You're so excited about that.
I can't wait. Tian, where can we find you on Twitter.
On Twitter, it's ITStalinUni. At ITStalinUni. Or if you want to contact me personally, I'd love to hear about you guys writing the app. So try that.
Yeah.
It's Tian _IT.
Absolutely.
Thank you so much, Tian. You guys are not back again next week.
We're
back the week after.
We're taking leave, although we're at the office.
Must be nice. Tian, thank you so much. That's a wrap up of your Bits and Bytes.
It's Bits and Bytes with the Stellenbosch IT department. Follow them on Twitter at ITStellenUni.